Good afternoon and welcome to Thompson Today on 1029 CHTM. I'm Navi Ball and my guest today is Tara Skibo, the Communications and Engagement Manager for the Canadian Virtual Hospice. She's here to talk about a new resource that was developed to support teachers and students called Kids Grief for Educators. Thank you for joining me today, Tara.
Thank you and hello to Thompson.
So Tara, for those who may not know, could you talk about what kidsgrief.ca is?
Yeah, it was a resource that was launched about 2 or 3 years ago now. I believe it's, 2017. And it was for parents. So it was for parents to help support them talk to their kids about grief. Children grieve very differently than adults do. And it's not something, you know, that we learn in school. Parenting in general is not something that we're taught how to do. So how do you talk to your kids about death? How do you support them when someone in their life has died? What is appropriate for different ages? So that was Kids Grief, which was launched in 2017, and it was supporting parents.
Now, Kids Grief recently added a new resource to supplement what they already have on its website called Kids Grief for Educators. When did the idea for this resource first come about, and how long was it in development for?
Shortly after we launched Kids Grief for Parents, we started to talk about it takes a community to raise a child. And so, yes, parents spend a lot of time with their kids, obviously, and what they do at home is important. But some kids actually spend more time with their teachers than they do with their parents. And that idea of it takes a community to raise a child. And how do we support kids when they're grieving outside of the home? So in the classroom is really important. And so we talked to some teachers and they said, yeah, sometimes I don't know what to say. I don't know how to support them. Administrators shared with us, they don't know, how do you talk to a family when someone has died? It's sort of part of our culture. We don't learn how to grieve. We call it grief literacy, but we don't really learn how to grieve, and we're often uncomfortable talking to someone when there's been a death or a loss. And so what we're trying to do is to help people know what to say and know how to support them so that they can grieve to the best of their ability and they can continue on living a good life. So that started 2 years ago, and we did some research to see if that was something that was needed, discovered that it was. We pulled together a panel of grief experts from across Canada. It's led by a woman named Andrea Warnick, who's an internationally recognized kids grief specialist. And then what we always do when we create our resources is we add in lived experience. So we look for people who have lived what we're talking about. So that means finding parents who had a child that was grieving and the school was supporting them, finding principals and teachers that have been through supporting a grieving child. And so they help inform what the content is. So when you go to kidsgrief.ca, you'll see interviews with them where they talk about their experiences. You'll see interviews with our kids grief expert where they'll provide advice. And then you'll also find resources that they could use in the classroom. So there's sample activities there that teachers could use in the classroom to help talk about kids and increase grief literacy and learning. And then there's sample letters that maybe the administrator who might have to send a letter home to parents letting them know that there's been a death in connection with the school. So there's practical resources and videos of people talking about how they've lived the experience and then, you know, advice on how to do it in the best way possible.
Now, I also read that there were 4 modules as well involved with Kids Grief for Educators. Could you go into that a bit more?
Yeah, exactly. So it's a little bit different than just a basic web page. What we tend to build is what we call a learning module. So it's an online learning format. And so you go through the different modules. They're based on different topics. So, for example, one is called Grief in the Classroom. There's a module called Strategies for Supporting Grieving Students. There's support for student deaths. There's considerations for administrators. So each module is based around a topic, and you go through it like you would if you were taking, you know, a class. There aren't tests. We're not going to quiz you or test you. But we will be adding a certificate component to this. So if a teacher was to take this as professional development, they would get a certificate at the end that they could show to their administrator or an association to show that this is an education piece that they have.
And this resource is applicable to teachers of any grade level, is that correct? Or does it cater to a specific age group of students, I should say?
No, you're right. It's correct. It's applicable to all ages. And there's advice. The advice varies based on the age of the child. And we're talking about grief in the classroom, but the advice that we're giving and the recommendations we make are really across the community. So if you were a hockey coach or a Boys and Girls Club leader or a scout leader and you had a child in your programming that was grieving, the advice we're providing there is applicable outside of the classroom. It applies on the field of play. It applies what you might do in the change room with your team. So it's really broad-based in terms of how we support our kids, and it's really about that whole community of how we might all support grieving kids. So the advice is there for the parents and then also really for the community leaders, of which the significant majority is teachers. So that's where we focus on teachers in the classroom, but we are sharing the resource with coaches and community leaders as well and encourage them to take a look and have those questions answered.
Now, I understand that this resource has only been available for a short while, but have you gotten any feedback on it from people who have used it, and what did they have to say about it?
Yeah, it's only been live now for a few days, but part of what we do before we launch is we send it through a review process. So we send it to people across Canada that are administrators and teachers and parents to have a look at and to tell us what they think of the resource. Did we do a good job? Is there anything we need to change before we go live? And these are people that haven't been part of creating the resource. And so we've gotten some great feedback from them. They made some good recommendations, and those changes are made before they go live. But we just went live late last week, so I haven't heard from anyone who's been through it yet, but I have had a number of organizations that have replied back thanking us for the resource and just confirming that they are going to share it further with their organization. So, you know, it's tough right now with COVID. There's a lot of pressures on people, but we think that this resource is needed now more than ever. COVID actually does cause grief within us. We're maybe not grieving the loss of a person, but we are grieving the loss of components of our life, you know, how things have changed and what has disappeared from our life. And so sensitive kids might be responding differently because of COVID, and it might be due to grief, loss of, you know, can they no longer see grandma? And so is that something they're kind of grieving. So we hope that teachers will find time in this pandemic to go through the resource and to help support the kids in their care who are grieving.
Now, where can people go once again to access Kids Grief for Educators?
It's available at kidsgrief.ca. It's free. It's online, so it's accessible 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. And there's no charge for Canadians to visit this website or to take any of the learning modules. You can do it in your own time, in your own space, in your own way. So there's no time limits. You can come back to it. You can bookmark it. And we hope that you will do that.
Now, was there anything else you wanted to talk about today pertaining to Kids Grief for Educators?
I don't think so. I think we've got the message out there, and just encourage you to share it with the educators and community leaders in your life. And if you're a parent, know that there's a resource there for you as well. And so there'll be consistent support for your child when they need it, when they've got a loss. You can help them in grieve in healthy ways.
Well, on that note, thank you again, Tara, for talking about Kids Grief for Educators.
We appreciate you letting teachers in Northern Manitoba know about the resource. Thank you.
That was Tara Skibo with the Canadian Virtual Hospice. For this edition of Thompson Today on 102.9 CHTM, I'm Navi Ball.